With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Two National Guard troops are in critical condition after being shot near the White House.
A suspect who is in custody was also shot and has injuries that are not believed to be life-threatening. Emergency medical responders transported all three victims to a hospital. President Trump, who's in Florida celebrating Thanksgiving, warned in a statement on social media that the, quote, animal who shot the guardsman will pay a very steep price. Hundreds of National Guard members from the district in several states have been patrolling the nation's capital after President Trump in August issued an emergency order in the capital, federalizing the local police force and sending in the guard from 8 states and D.C. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Fewer Americans sought unemployment benefits last week.
U.S. applications for unemployment benefits in the week ending November 22nd dropped 6,000 from the previous week to 216,000. According to FactSet, that is below the 230,000 forecast by economists. The job cuts recently announced by large companies such as UPS and Amazon typically take weeks or months to fully implement and may not yet be reflected in the claims data. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Federal judges have allowed North Carolina to use a redrawn congressional map designed to give Republicans an additional U.S. House seat. The map targets the state's only swing seat, held by Democratic Representative Don Davis, who represents over 20 northeastern counties. A three-judge panel denied a preliminary injunction request on Wednesday, acting after a hearing in mid-November. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 314 points, the Nasdaq rose 189, the S&P advanced 46, oil up 65 cents to $58.60 a barrel. This is SRN News. An Ohio congregation is giving away gas, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The Fosteria Church of God will mark Black Friday by giving away $20 of free fuel to each motorist who pulls into the Amoco station at 202 North County Line Street, and church members will pump it themselves. Pastor Dan Lucian tells the Courier, quote, "We're trying to offer something that is of need at a critical time of year when resources are low. The church will pump until their donated money runs out. Last year, they pumped more than $5,000 worth." Michael Harrington reporting.
As travel picks up for the holiday season, flyers can find a moment of quiet and relaxation at interfaith chapels in many U.S. airports. Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish faith leaders established chapels at airports in the 1970s and 1980s, offering quiet space for individual prayer rather than organized services. This is SRN News. The Trump administration says pharmaceutical companies have agreed to slash the Medicare prices for 15 prescription drugs. Bob Agnew reports.
The agreement comes after months of negotiation and is expected to produce billions in savings for older adults. But the net prices unveiled on Tuesday are not precisely what Medicare recipients will pay at their pharmacy counters, because those final amounts will depend on each individual's plan and how much money they spend each year on prescriptions. Bob Agnew reporting.
Soldiers in Guinea-Bissau have appeared on state television to say they've seized power in the country following reports of gunshots near the presidential palace. The president told French media he's been deposed and arrested. Wednesday's events occurred 3 days after national elections. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.